And so what we are doing with this practice of awareness is not engaging thoughts, but noting them as soon as they arise and then watching them disappear, self-release. So hopefully you get with this practice some sense of the stillness and spaciousness of awareness itself. And then that will really help with our next practice, taking the mind as the path, in which you are able to not only notice the difference between stillness and motion, but have some sort of simultaneous experience of stillness and motion. So with breath meditation, when thoughts arise, we prefer that no thoughts arise. And we prefer that our awareness or our attention be riveted single-pointedly on the tactile sensations of the breath. So we have a clear preference for no thoughts in the practice of breath meditation. But in the practice of taking the mind as the path, thoughts are not the enemy, or thoughts are not something that we prefer not arise, because mental appearances will always be arising. And the difference in our practice progression is how we react, or what our response to thoughts are when they arise. So in taking the mind as the path, the critical thing is to practice without distraction and without grasping. So without grasp or without distraction means that we don't go wandering with thoughts that arise, meaning that we remain in this perspective of stillness. We're able to watch a thought as it arises while it is present, and then watch it dissolve again. And as His Holiness says, the thought is not going to be self-replicating. If we don't engage it, we can have that fascinating experience of watching a thought actually dissolve. And most of the time, we probably don't do that, because one thought is compelling, we either feel aversion for it, meaning that it's a painful thought or an anxious thought or a depressed thought or something that an identity or a feeling of a subjective experience of a mood or something that we don't like about ourselves, a particular emotion. And we so try to rid the mind of that. We push it away. So when we're doing that, we're engaging it. And so that is then puts it on life support. And then we go wandering with that thought, with some story, telling ourselves something of the past or the future. And so we have lost our stillness of awareness to go wandering with the movement. So what we want to do is to practice without distraction and also without grasping, meaning that we're not distracted or go wandering with the appearances of objective appearances or appearances of outside objects. And we don't want to be grasping to subjective appearances. So the images of who we are, or experiences of emotions and things like that seem like they are us. So we don't, if we can maintain our still perspective of not grasping and without distraction, that we can then watch mental appearances arise, abide, and dissolve. And then we may notice a gap between the next appearance arising, abiding, and dissolving. So this gap between appearances can become longer and longer as we maintain our stillness, so that eventually, so when we begin our practice, it may seem that all we really know are the appearances itself, just like the clouds in the sky. But as we continue with this practice, the reality of the sky itself, of space itself, becomes more real than the clouds that are passing through it. And so that can be the same experience with our mind, that the appearances that arise are there just temporarily adventitious. They arise, but we don't really own them. So the key to this practice is a radical impartiality, meaning that we don't reject or prefer that painful or unpleasant thoughts not be there, and we don't try to cultivate or grasp to pleasant thoughts and think that happiness really is just a matter of having nothing but happy thoughts or happy memories. So this radical impartiality of just allowing thoughts to arise, let them be. So instead of preferring, as in breath meditation, that there not be a thought, we just let them be. And we maintain our perspective of stillness, and we are simultaneously experiencing the movement of thoughts as they arise, as they abide, and as they dissolve. So our basic stance towards these appearances is, as in the Tibetan aphorism, let your mind be a gracious host welcoming unruly guests. So let's give that a try. Experience this radical impartiality. Experience the simultaneous stillness and motion, the stillness of your awareness, the movement of your thoughts, without grasping to them, without being distracted by them, without being going wandering. But if your mind does wander, let your introspection note it and alert you as quickly as possible, and then return to the stillness of your awareness to watch the next thoughts arise. Well, I hope this brief excursion and introduction to four different types of meditation practice in the shamatha tradition has been helpful or will benefit your practice.